This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Religion and violence. Turns out that when somebody claims to be a Muslim or claims to be a Christian and then goes out and commits horrific acts of violence, that shouldn't necessarily reflect on the rest of the people who actually, you know, believe in the in that religion, in my opinion.
From what I understand, most violence that's been committed in history has been done in the name of religion.
That's my understanding,
but that's certainly a lot of it, yeah.
I think you'll hear that a lot from atheists, and that's fine by me. If you include
the worship of the state in that as a religion, then I would agree with you. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a religion. I mean, people worship the state just like they worship
I agree with God, or Buddha,
or whoever.
That's what you toss back at any atheist that says that more people died in the name of religion. You're like, hey, let's just talk about Joseph Stalin. And Pol Pot and a variety of other communists, which of course they'll
and
be
the
like,
U.S. government.
But that's not religion, or that's not that's not for whatever reasons they'll basically bounce it back. And
I would love to hear somebody give me reasons why the government isn't a religion.
What's that?
I would love to hear people give me reasons why the state, as we know it, is not a religion.
Well,
I'd
the
love
answer to
hear
the
those
question
reasons.
As to why the state is not a religion is because they weren't told it was.
Well, that's crap.
Like the town of Palmer is a charitable organization that is, tax exempt, and the IRS, sets up all these municipal corporations are literally just charitable organizations, just like the Catholic Church.
They don't behave like a charitable organization.
No, they don't. But they are set up literally with the same style tax ID numbers and a very similar, tax exemption because they are charitable organizations. And the Supreme Court that ACLU versus Massachusetts State Police. If you Google that in the name Jack Collins, you can read about how the Supreme Court in Massachusetts ruled that they are charitable organizations, the state police, and they weren't bound to this constitutional Freedom of Information Act request or Massachusetts general law, whatever, public records request, because they're charitable organizations. They're not part of the government. They are not the government, according to the Supreme Court in Massachusetts. So, yeah, they are.
That's confusing.
Right. Yeah, no doubt about it. So, Mark, you were sharing with us a story from. Are you done with that piece?
Yeah, basically that piece is done. Okay. I mean, there's a little wrap up that the guy gives.
He was talking about the sort of Christian ISISs out there, Christian radicals who are slaughtering people, like the.
The terrible, horrible, horrifying people.
Yeah, Lord's Resistance Army. He mentioned some people are being cannibalized. In the name of Jesus, apparently?
Right. I mean, he gives a great deal of examples. The Lord's Resistance Army, Christian militias in Congo. He points out that the FBI and policing organizations last year, identified white nationalist groups as the biggest threat to peace in the United States. Those that would have you believe that Islam is a threat to the United States, this great threat to the United States, aren't looking at, necessarily the facts all the time.
They're not looking,
they're looking at them myopically. Not to say those facts don't exist, because they certainly do.
They're looking at the outliers. They're looking at the crazed, the zealot, radical, violent nut jobs, which exist in different religions. They exist in Islam, and they exist in Christianity. And you mentioned the Lord's Resistance Army, so I went and I looked a little bit further, into that.
Well, let me give the wrap it up so I can finish up this guy's article. So the Muslim scholar says, so before you question any Muslim about ISIS, which, by the way, is the result of that Iraq bombing. So he was referring to Iraq bombing, resulting of the Iraq war, not the result of the Quran. Please check yourself. Pretty sure it was Jesus who said something about motes and beams, and judge not lest ye be judged.
Yep. So Lord's Resistance Army. according to Wikipedia, has been around since 1987. And those who've been listening to this show for a while may remember about 5 years ago, I think it was the Kony 2012 meme, like hashtag Kony 2012. This was, you know, back when hashtags were just becoming a thing, I guess. I don't know. But I remember that. I mean, we were all on this show. We talked about, you know, who's this Kony guy? Well, apparently I didn't retain the information because Kony is the leader of the Lord's Resistance Army. And there's a story from The New Yorker that was published in late 2015 about Joseph Kony and a mutiny in the Lord's Resistance Army. So just to kind of share you a little piece, a little slice of life from what that organization is like.
Right, and I'd like to point out, it's not like I'm dancing on, you know, looky, see, Christianity is violent too. I understand that people are going to be violent, and they're going to use their religion as an excuse.
A justification, yeah.
Religions tend to be really great ways to bring people in similar geographic areas together, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it speaks to culture. And so, when you're talking about ISIS, I understand it's a terrible, violent organization,
sure,
but Islam is a religion that spans the globe with a billion people in it. Yeah. To say that it's bad because I read this thing or that thing on the internet is not looking at the whole picture, not by a long shot.
But that's like to say that because, you know, some Christian ministers are liars and thieves, that all of them are necessarily bad. And
right, I don't believe that for a second.
Not all of them are like Ted Haggard, who was snorting crank off of a hunting knife in a hotel room with a gay, a gay prostitute. So anyway, Vincent Okumu Binancio, nicknamed Binet, or Benani, rather, was one of the many children who had been abducted by the Lord's Resistance Army in northern Uganda. Captured in the mid-90s, when the group was rapidly growing in power, Benani was taken to live in the compound of the LRA leader, Joseph Kony, in Sudan. In Benani's late teens, he became one of Kony's bodyguards, and he eventually rose to the position of his chief aide, managing the welfare of Kony and his several families. This close proximity made Benani and other boys blindly loyal to Kony.
When you say several families, are you talking about a Christian with multiple wives?
You've never heard of such a thing, eh?
Well, I've heard of it. I just didn't know, and it's not nearly as common as it used to be.
Benani was,
Christians don't think of themselves as a polygamous religion, but, well, you know, Jesus didn't say anything about it.
Nope, it's not unheard of at all. Benani was so naive, so sincere, said A, and that's all we're giving of his name, or the woman's name, who was Benani's wife for a few years before she escaped in 2004. She said he believed what Kony said and did everything he ordered. Ms. A, who was kidnapped from her boarding school in 1996, is now living in northern Uganda. This devotion meant that by 2009, when Benani was still in his early 30s, he was one of the most senior LRA commanders. Kony entrusted him with the leadership of all groups operating in the Democratic Republic of Congo, nearly 300 armed men, or almost half of the LRA's troops, according to my estimates. Benani alleged that, allegedly was one of the leaders of an assault on the Congolese region of Makombo that killed 320 people. In 2010, Kony tasked Benani with a mission that he said could, quote, determine the future of my government, unquote, according to former LRA fighters. Kony ordered Benani to lead his group of 34 people. The LRA has operated, by the way, since 2009 in groups of 30 to 50, to kill elephants in Congo's vast Garamba National Park, collect as many tusks as the group could carry, and transport them back to Kony in Kafia Kingi, a disputed sliver of land between Sudan and South Sudan under the partial control of the Sudanese armed forces. Kony, of course, intended to
sell the ivory in order to fund his little war.
That's right. He wanted to barter the tusks for food, uniforms, and ammunition. This would be a lifeline for his fighters, who were attacking and often killing civilians, to steal their food and clothing. The journey from Garamba National Park was,
this is how war used to be fought. Basically, you had to fight your way and, you know, take farms from people and eat and that sort of thing. Obviously, modern nations don't do that. Mm-hmm. They have a whole different.
They rob taxpayers
to do it.
These guys are funding their war with elephant tusks. The journey from Garamba National Park was long and hazardous. Benani's group, which included 11 women and children, walked more than 300 miles through some of the world's densest vegetation to avoid major roads in the Central African Republic. On the way north to Kafia Kingi, they carried 38 tusks, some as long as 6 feet.
Jeez.
And shoulder saggingly heavy. In November of 2012, after more than 4 months of walking, the group finally made it back to Kafia Kingi, where a proud Benani delivered the load to his mentor. We will tell you more of the story here in moments. A little slice of life from the Lord's Resistance Army, the Christian version of ISIS. 855-450-FREE. And you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Live. Dial toll-free and join us on the radio waves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
Also, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. In fact, Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi Nakamoto's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you're casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls about whatever you want. A little bit more here from the New Yorker about Coney. Remember that name? Coney, Joseph Coney. He's the leader of the Lord's Resistance Army in Uganda, which has been around now for 20 years. And, Mark, you had brought up the Lord's Resistance Army earlier in the show in an article about the sort of Christian equivalent of ISIS.
Right.
And these guys were the best current example of that. There have been a number of examples of violent Christian groups.
It was the top of the list. It doesn't make it the best example. But
I said it's the current best
that's
example.
That's just a claim that you're making. Yeah. It's not made by anyone that was in the article.
Were there other groups that he specified? Because
yes, Congolese militias.
Oh, okay.
And he also mentioned that George W. Bush said that God told him to invade Iraq,
right.
Which I don't find very convincing as an American. Like, I just dismiss that, right? But I'll bet you there are plenty of Muslims over there that say, you know, that in and of itself makes the Iraq war a religious war.
Somebody's just going to share a little bit more here about the LRA, Lord's Resistance Army, and then we're going to go to your calls where you can bring up anything you want. But we were just telling you about this was in November where a group of his men, and there were some women and children that were accompanying them, that they had carried 38 elephant tusks with them over a long distance, and it took them 4 months, actually, to walk. Many of these tusks were very, very long and heavy, some as long as 6 feet. So when they got back to the location where Coney was, the LRA leader, according to the New Yorker, quickly turned from jubilant to furious. Three fighters in Benani's group, Benani was sort of like Coney's right-hand man. He was originally kidnapped by Coney back in the day. Anyway, Benani's group had brought back three teenage Congolese girls. From interrogating the girls, Coney learned that his three lieutenants had disobeyed his strict constraints regarding sexual intercourse. Coney ordered the lieutenants' immediate execution, and he released the women. "It was so cruel," said a former fighter who calls himself Mugabe. "They walked for so long to bring the tusks and were so tired. Coney did not even let them recover. They were all skin and bones, and he killed them. For what? Because of these women," unquote. Coney founded the Lord's Resistance Army in 1987, at first to combat Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, who had seized power a year earlier. Claiming to have been possessed by spirits, Coney at first enjoyed a following of a few hundred and garnered a few minor victories in skirmishes with the president's soldiers. His standing changed dramatically in 1994 when Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir agreed to provide Coney with guns and ammunition in exchange for LRA attacks on the South Sudanese rebels, the Sudan's People's Liberation Army and the Ugandan Army.
This guy's just a mercenary that changes his religion whenever it's convenient for him.
To create his army, Coney ordered the abduction of thousands of young men and women throughout the throughout northern Uganda.
But no sex with them.
Groups
important.
LRA fighters descended on villages, usually late at night, kicking in doors and grabbing terrified young men and women. The youngsters were often forced to kill their own family members or friends as a way to seal their entry into the rebel force and prevent them from ever leaving. By the late 1990s, an estimated 3,000 people were fighting in the LRA, which was based in southern Sudan and northern Uganda. Coney was the supreme commander, exercising complete control over all his groups through a combination of martial discipline, spiritual guidance, and brainwashing. Although he's often portrayed as messianic or even crazy, Coney has been a shrewd, if extremely predatory operator, and has proven adaptable and resilient under extremely harsh conditions.
He'd have to be to still be around.
His stay in the middle of bush camps ensures that he is the last to be attacked and the first to escape. Similarly, his insistence on not allowing fighters to sleep with young women is an attempt to control the spread of HIV and to remain free of the infection. The three lieutenants who brought Congolese girls to Kony's camp had done more than flaunt the rules. They had reminded Kony of his worsening loss of control over his troops. In December of 2008, a Ugandan-led offensive drove the LRA out of Garamba National Park and forced them to scatter throughout northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo and elsewhere. Ongoing conflict with the Ugandan army decimated the ranks and eventually pushed Kony to Kafia Kingi. With his groups operating far from one another, Kony was no longer able to exercise any meaningful supervision. For a man accustomed to knowing everything from when women menstruated to the contents of his commander's dreams,
what the hell?
The three youngsters' sexual laity perhaps suggested his own unraveling. We can tell you more about it here in moments. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Michael. He's on the line in Hooksett, New Hampshire. Hey, Michael.
Hello, guys. Good evening.
Welcome.
Thank you. I want to talk about Bitcoin again.
Of course you do. Go ahead.
I don't know if you've heard the latest. A few hours ago. I probably know why. Because it seems like the final pieces of the puzzle are coming together on this whole fork and protocol enhancements.
Okay. Tell me about that, because I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I mean, you're our line here. I'm really interested in...
For listeners that don't know, there's this big disagreement between people behind the scenes in the Bitcoin technical universe. Bitcoin, of course, is the world's first and most successful cryptocurrency, a decentralized, amazing currency that has sort of taken the world by storm, and it's now worth over $1,100 per Bitcoin. But there's this sort of internal geek civil war going on. So what's the latest, Michael?
So I want to step back just a moment and talk about the mining farms, which are very important for Bitcoin security because they provide security for the transactions that go into blocks and go back 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that about a year ago, something called ASIC Boost. ASIC is an application-specific integrated circuit. It's a chip that's used to mine Bitcoins, to generate Bitcoins, and to secure the network.
Mm-hmm.
About a year ago, a weakness in the Bitcoin algorithm that mines Bitcoins was discovered that gives, if implemented, it gives about a 30% energy boost to whoever implements it for their chip. And 30% translates probably into multiple times of profit generating Bitcoins. And it, that algorithm or this weakness was patented in the U.S. and maybe in China, and it was not found in the wild before maybe today because nobody wanted to have patented devices connected to the Bitcoin network. It's a libertarian idea and things like that, and nobody wanted to have this somewhat unfair advantage, which would be protected by government.
Hmm.
Running on the Bitcoin network. And today it was discovered that one of the big Chinese manufacturers has implemented this in hardware and has been shipping chips with this algorithm installed.
And this is good news?
Well,
hold on. We're going to continue here in moments with Michael on Bitcoin, and it's Free Talk Live.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey.
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us on the radio waves. You can bring up anything you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in our studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. In fact, you can create the content right there on the front page of the website. You just go to freetalklive.com, and it's a Reddit-based site where you can submit, let's say, a news story or a YouTube video, something that's outrageous or fun, anything you think our listeners would appreciate. You submit it there to the front page. Other listeners can then vote whether they like or dislike. You get to vote on other listeners' suggestions as well. So it's free. Go and get interactive and enjoy at freetalklive.com. As we go back to Michael, he's in New Hampshire. Michael, you were telling us about the Bitcoin mining world, which can get a little technical, so we want to make sure that we don't go too far off into the weeds with this, and we stay to where we can explain what we're talking about here. Bitcoin, of course, the amazing, successful, decentralized cryptocurrency, the first one and the most popular thus far, that is losing its popularity. It is, as the days go on here, it's kind of getting pretty heavy competition. According to CoinCap.io, we were just reading the statistics last night. I'm going to pull up the most recent ones. Looks like right now it's still the case that the altcoins are now trading in a higher volume than Bitcoins are, meaning that all of the competitors, the hundreds of competitors to Bitcoin summed up, are now trading at a higher volume in total than Bitcoin. Bitcoin's domination of the market is now down to just 68.3%. So it continues hitting new lows in market domination as calculated by the market capitalization.
I'd be more interested in what the, if you're comparing the top nine altcoins to Bitcoin, or top 10 altcoins to Bitcoin. But, you know, adding in those other lower 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 altcoins, they don't probably amount to much.
But it wouldn't be hard to do that, Mark. You could always grab a calculator and start running the numbers. But anyway, Michael, you were telling us about some developments in the mining world that are controversial. You were discussing some sort of patented mining process.
No, a better chip, a chip that solves the Bitcoin puzzle better than other chips.
But it's patented.
That's patented, right? And it's been proven today, I believe, that it was implemented in the wild, and somebody calculated that for a miner who controls, say, 50% of hashing power, it would amount to about $100 million of extra profit per year.
Okay, so the idea is current miners, if they don't upgrade to this new chip, are going to be at a disadvantage?
Well, yeah. Nobody knew that such a thing existed in the wild, because first, it's patented, and second, if somebody would employ it, somebody would connect it to the network, it was quite obvious that they were using this enhancement.
And does this enhancement, how does this enhancement solve the Bitcoin blockchain block size debate?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
I'm getting to that, Mark. So yeah, so nobody had connected it in the visible way to the network, but there's another way, covert way, where they can employ this via a hack. Now it's being called an exploit, an attack. And that way of employing the chip and producing, you know, extra $100 million a year is incompatible with most protocol extensions, including SegWit, including UTXO commitments, including fraud proofs.
And what are those? Those are, what does that mean that it's not compatible? Is this going to break Bitcoin?
No. SegWit will not allow the miners to use this exploit anymore.
So just to clarify, SegWit is a proposal for the future of Bitcoin that is somewhat controversial. There's some of the miners support it, some do not
like it. But I mean, some of the miners don't like it because they don't really want to solve the blockchain size
it
problem.
It needs to get to 95% of the miners to approve it, as I understand it. And so what you're saying is people that are running SegWit cannot run this new technology that is more efficient for mining?
Nobody's running this new technology, but the hidden exploit will not be possible if SegWit activates. So people who are using this hidden exploit that nobody knew about...
This hidden exploit that this new mining technology exploits?
Provides, yeah.
Okay, so some people are now running this thing. As you said, it was detected in the wild, meaning that somebody is running this thing.
So what you're saying is that miners that currently are mining Bitcoin will need to implement Segregated Witness, which is a program that is intended to fix some of Bitcoin's problems, because this new chip, is essentially the arms race of the new chip is, they have to defend against it. So this is their
shield.
You're
saying this will make people want to use SegWit?
To the ship, the chip
I'm
sword.
Saying this is the reason why some miners who have those chips and are using them are using the exploit do not want to implement SegWit. Or
right, yeah, I would think that this would actually discourage people from using SegWit, because if you upgrade to this new chip, then you make more money, right?
Well, that chip exists, and only those people who know how to use it in that way are using it. And that's why they would want to block SegWit.
Okay, so what does that mean for the future of Bitcoin? Because the price has been going up recently. Some people have speculated that it's because Japan, the government of Japan, apparently came out with some sort of announcement that, I don't know if it was an endorsement of Bitcoin as like legal tender. I don't exactly know what happened over there. But there was some sort of good news for Bitcoin out of Japan, which some speculate is why the Bitcoin price has gone up over the last few days. So are you saying that this development, this exploit, is throwing the future of Bitcoin into even more uncertainty?
I think it will help activate SegWit. It will help discourage the miners that are using this exploit invisibly.
I saw an article the other day, Michael, that said, and I think it was at Cointelegraph, and I was surprised when I saw it, that said that the SegWit acceptance was getting close to 95%, and I then went over to Coin.dance, which is a website that tracks these things, and I looked at the blocks section, and it looks like both Bitcoin Unlimited and SegWit, which are the two sort of main competing future options for Bitcoin, they both seem to be stalled. Bitcoin Unlimited's been stalled at about 38% of the miners signaling for it for the last couple of weeks, and SegWit seems to be stalled at about 33%. Doesn't seem like this thing's going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, this is today. This explains why a huge miner who is a manufacturer would be blocking SegWit, because they're using this exploit unknown to anybody else on the network.
So basically what you're saying is you believe that this exploit could motivate more people to use SegWit, but there's no real evidence that anybody is there's not a big mass change that has occurred. Nothing effectively has really changed.
Well, it was discovered that it's in use.
Right, that happened today. Okay.
Yeah, they pulled the chip apart. I don't know what they did, electronic microscopes and things like that.
All right.
And they've proven that this hardware has been built, and this explains why a miner would be blocking SegWit.
I see. So it's a possible explanation, at least. It's a speculative as to this could be why miners...
$100 million.
Yeah, there's money there, sure. But there's not going to be $100 million if Bitcoin dies. Okay, so like, I don't really know what's going to happen. I just wish something would happen with Bitcoin. It's so frustrating to just watch these miners sit there as their market share just gets eaten up by the competition out there. I mean, Bitcoin was at 95%, as I understand it, of the cryptocurrency market share as of, you know, not too long ago, and it's just been dropping and dropping, and it, you know, went down to 85, and now it's down below 70% of the total market capitalization of all of the cryptocurrencies, and that's bad news. So even though the price of Bitcoin is still looking pretty good, in that it's, you know, over $1,100 per Bitcoin, its domination in the marketplace is getting chipped away and chipped away.
Well, just think where it would be if it hadn't had this problem.
Right, it could be over 2,000.
This is
correct.
You know, Bitcoin has had, I'm sorry, the development teams, whoever they might be, they needed a kick in the butt, and I'm glad they've gotten it.
Thank you, Michael, for the call and the updates from the technical side of things. Unfortunately, the miners, they're just sitting there, it seems like. There's virtually no action on changing anything in the last couple of weeks that I've seen. 855-450-FREE. If you are more connected and you want to comment, you're welcome to. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. You can Skype in and join us here at username lrn.fm. And again, toll free number, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want. And if you want to support Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is all of $5 per month. Or Bitcoin. You can do Bitcoin amping. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it allows us to more effectively market Free Talk Live, to help us get on new radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And to me, that's a cool thing. It's a valuable thing. I think it's worth $5 a month. You can help us out and get perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group, which is actually like the only real reason I'm continuing to use Facebook at this point, because it is that good of a group. Anyway, you go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there. Bitcoin, credit card, PayPal, it's up to you. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And if you want to AMP anonymously, you can do that with the Bitcoin option. Can't do that with credit card, can't do that with PayPal, but you can with Bitcoin. So it's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and the fun. It's Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Hello, Sarah.
I have been working to get our speed dance for our school zone in Albuquerque, and do you think that's a worthwhile cause?
No, I think we ought to end school zones.
Why is that?
Because it slows down traffic.
So, I mean, they put them there for a reason, right? Because kids are bad about crossing roads?
Teach kids how to cross the street. My parents taught me how when I was a little, you know, little boy.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. That's why you have school zones.
Well, because you can't teach kids how to cross the damn street on their own. I've never had to use a crossing guard to get across the street in the history of my childhood.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that...
time to grow up, kids. Learn to look both ways more than once. You'll be all
right. Right. I mean, how many kids do you want to lose in that learning process?
I don't know.
How many? I mean, are you at 1%? Are you at 0.1%? I mean, exactly where you at on dead kids?
Business has got to get done, Mark.
What business
school
are you
zones
talking
are slowing
about?
Things
most
down.
Of these, most of these people going through pool school zones aren't doing business, my friend. They're just, you know, half of them are high, the other half of them are 90, right?
Meet me in the middle, then. Shouldn't we get rid of them around high schools and middle schools? I mean, come on. I could see the argument for a bunch of elementary school kids, but come on. By the time you're, 12, 13, 15, 17, you can't cross the street without an old lady holding a stop sign?
I think you've got me on this one. I think you're right.
They are ridiculous revenue collection, you know, areas.
Well, they're not revenue collection. They're not collecting revenue from the kids.
So
no, on the tickets, you know, it's 20 miles an hour in a school zone.
Oh, that know. Kind of revenue.
You're going
it jumps up.
25.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you're a certain percent over, you know, like if you're going 30 and the speed limit's like 45 and it jumps down to 20, then in New York State, one of my friends got one about 3 weeks ago and it turned into like a $700 ticket. It was a 45-mile-an-hour zone. It went to a 20, and he was doing, I think, 33 miles an hour. And because he was more than 50% of the posted speed limit, it was a very, very expensive ticket.
You know what? Here's another point about...
I'm willing to say it on elementary schools, yes, and middle schools and high schools, no. I think that is a pretty good...
good compromise?
Pretty good compromise.
All right, I got another one for you, then. Okay, this isn't a compromise, just an observation of how stupid school zones are. So, how far away from the school does the school zone exist?
Right.
Are the kids that are walking home, you know, so there's like an old lady... right by the school who holds up a stop sign and, like, you know, protects the children from crossing, but a bunch of those kids keep walking. It's not like they cross the street and walk into their house.
I used
a bunch
to do
of
that.
Them keep walking and they go to other places where there are not old ladies helping them cross the street. So they're probably crossing several other streets in order to get to their
they're
house.
They're more dispersed. The notion is that you're concentrating your value in one place. Now, we'll both agree that that old lady...
So kids are only valuable in groups is what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that it's going to cost a lot of money to send a little old lady with every kid leaving the street. Well, and that, frankly, it's pointless.
Wait. You guys are talking, all three of you, just nonstop. I just want to say we have none. We have no speeding bans whatsoever at all.
Oh, you have no speeding cams.
Right.
Yes, we want speeding cams, and I'm very much against speeding cams.
Sarah, if you're wanting a speeding cam, then you're going to have to give me the little old lady with the stop sign. Right. So what this is it's a it's technology that replaces the little old lady with the stop sign. She doesn't need to be there if there's a speeding cam enforcing the speed limit. Kids can walk through a crosswalk if the cars are all going 20 miles an hour, and they all will be if there's a speeding cam at these school zones. A school zone would probably, an elementary school zone, would probably be the only place, or certainly the first place, that I would be interested in a speeding cam, and I want the crossing guard taken away in exchange. Is that a fair compromise and you're going for it?
Well, no, because they need both, because they try to run and kill over the old ladies in the yellow vest every day.
But they get a ticket.
Are you saying the tickets
are ineffective in getting people to slow down?
Well, they just pay it. It just goes on their credit here. You know, it's not a criminal. It just goes on
This is
on
different
their
from what Sarah has said in the past.
You don't know what a mooing violation is, then.
She's never driven a car.
Well, this is New Mexico.
It's a moving violation to get a speeding ticket in New Mexico. Your license will be suspended. You will go to prison if you try driving after you've had your license suspended.
No, this is New Mexico. It's kind of like Mexico. It just goes on your credit record. So when you want to borrow money, you have to pay more in interest. That's all
well,
you do
that's
out here.
What the speeding cam and I believe a stop sign, the stop cameras, they're kind of like, you know, if you go through Easy Pass and don't stop and pay the toll and take a picture of your license plate, it goes to a collection if you don't pay it.
Which they're not doing in Massachusetts at all of their tolls, I understand.
This is not not your East Coast. It's not a criminal where they actually put you in jail like Texas. No, all it does is
they put you in jail for running through a school zone in Texas.
Well, I mean, if you ignore and tear up the red light camera tickets, speeding tickets, they'll put you in jail.
For ignoring tickets, okay.
Yeah, and Georgia,
they do that everywhere
Texas,
for ignoring
and Ohio.
Tickets.
Over here, they treat it like a parking ticket. So they'll run over and kill an old lady in a heartbeat and then run over to
ignore
the kid
it.
Right afterwards.
Yeah, I don't think so, Sarah. I don't think so. If you run over an old lady or a kid, you're going to get prosecuted.
Well, Sarah believes that cars are weapons of mass destruction, essentially. Just the very notion of them terrifies her. It's interesting that she'll get on a bus. Like, it's not the combustion engine. Mm. I think it's the fact that just fewer people are on the vehicle.
How about horse and buggies and using horses to get around? What do you think of that, Sarah?
You know, 6,000 pedestrians were killed last year. That's enough people to get killed. I mean,
that is a non-answer to that question.
3,000 people were killed in cars, so pedestrians pale in comparison.
How many were killed in cars?
30,000.
That's what I'm talking about. See, people that drive inside the cars, they're killing themselves in cars. They're putting makeup on the freeway. How come you're not scared? You should be scared if that many people are killed in cars.
I'm not a bad driver, Sarah.
Well, I mean, look, whether you're a bad driver or not doesn't matter. The other guy is what you got to worry about.
I've got an F-350. I think I should be okay. They'll probably bounce off like a hockey puck.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. But that said, you know, if you're scared, you shouldn't get behind the wheel of a car. But it is, you know, kind of a dangerous process.
Sure.
You have to acknowledge whatever vehicle you're in, you know, you're hurtling down the road at 50 miles an hour. The oncoming traffic's going at 50 miles an hour. You get a 100-mile-an-hour accident waiting to happen.
Yep.
And if that idiot that's coming, you know, because a lot of times the people do not know what they're doing on the roads. Maybe they're not paying attention or they just don't know how to drive. But, you know, you've got to act like the other people on the roads have no idea what they're doing. You've got to watch out. You've got to drive defensively.
That's what I do. I've got almost over a million miles of driving. I've done a lot of it. Oh, yeah, I've got trucks that I've put over, you know, several of them put over hundreds of thousands of miles on, you know, doing my business, buying and selling hay and horses and traveling all over the place.
So what do you think about school zones? You've obviously traveled through a few of them in a million miles.
So actually, upstate New York, there's a couple of school zones that go through. The school zone is 45. And
my God, there must be dead children lying everywhere.
It's a 55-mile-an-hour road, but when the school zone, it's Route 22 in Cambridge or Salem.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
every school zone I've ever seen is like 20.
Yeah, but most of them are 20. But there's a couple that are, and even in Colorado, I've seen some that they were, you know, 45, the school zone, and the school's like right next to the road.
You know, you remember Sarasota, Mark, where Sarasota High School was right on U.S. 41. And there's one stop, there's like one crossing point right in front of the high school. The school zone literally lasts for like, I don't know, 100 feet or something. It's not a very long school zone.
I didn't even know it was there.
Oh, there's a school zone there. And, you know, and then it's over. It's like, it starts, and then it's over. And to me, that's just a perfect example of how just ridiculous these things are. As though all the students are crossing in that one spot. It's just, you're not protecting anybody. It's just for show. More coming up here tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. You want to protect your kids? Teach them how to look both ways multiple times before they cross a damn street. It's Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.